Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Pittsburgh is home to one of America's oldest and most successful professional baseball franchises. But while fans today root for the Pirates, the original home team played under a much different name. Professional baseball in Pittsburgh dates back to the United States Centennial in 1876. In those days, Pittsburgh teams were run as businesses and the players received salaries. But these barnstorming squads were not necessarily affiliated with organized leagues. That changed in 1887 when a local team known as the Alleghenies joined the National League. The team's nickname referred to the location of its home field in Allegheny City, today's Northside. During the 1890 season, most of the Alleghenies' best players left the team to join the Pittsburgh Burghers of the fledgling Players League. The Alleghenies competed with a limited roster that season, ending the year with 23 wins and 113 losses, the worst record in franchise history. The following season, the owners of the Alleghenies turned the tables by signing several players from rival American Association teams, including the Philadelphia Athletics star second baseman Lou Bierbauer. The Philadelphia team loudly protested the move, complaining to league officials that the Alleghenies' actions were piratical. Although the Alleghenies were never found guilty of any wrongdoing, they became informally known as the Pirates, before officially naming themselves the Pittsburgh Pirates for the 1891 season. The name stuck, and by the turn of the century, the Pirates went on to compete in the very first World Series against the Boston Americans in 1903. Pittsburgh's beloved Pirates eventually went on to win a total of 5 World Series titles in 1909, 1925, 1960, 1971, and 1979.